The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
And Roz, Roseanne McKenzie has returned.
I have returned.
How was your session?
Listen, my handspring meant nothing in the world of Lyra. Like, honestly, it was so hard. It was so hard. I think I did okay, though.
Roz was beautiful on the...
Like, but it's tough. It's really, it's a whole different vibe.
So we've got this thing set up downstairs outside the studios at Jacaranda FM. And I went down and I tried things.
Yeah.
And Roz went down and she tried things. The only question we need to ask, who did it better?
I was waiting for this.
Who did it better? This is all I want to know.
I'm just going to go get some coffee now. See you guys.
Rob, I don't even need to hear from them. I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm fine because I know.
You know.
Even though I have not seen my video or your video.
I haven't seen Roz's performance either. We have the two reigning world champions.
I mean,
Alana and Sheree in the studio. Who did it better?
Can I say it like this? Roz had amazing feet and lines.
Yes.
But you did a crescent moon the first time with your leg extended back, which people don't get often on the first try. So that was awesome.
So we're calling it a draw. That's disappointing.
Wow. So let's talk about one of the main reasons you guys are here. So you've qualified for Worlds again. You get to go to Poland this time and defend your title. So what is it going to take essentially for you guys to get there?
Lots of training.
How often are you training and for how long?
At the moment, we're training twice a week because we're just coming down from nationals. So we're giving our bodies a little bit of a rest. Sheree is also training her solo because she's taking her solo to Worlds as well.
Oh, wow.
But yes, so training sessions range between 2 and 3 hours a day because we still teach afterwards. So we still need some energy for that.
Yeah. And then what are you expecting your competition to be like when you do get to Poland? Do you think you've got a good chance of taking it again? Or how are you feeling about what the other people are doing?
Listen, it's hard to say because especially with our double section, it's a mixed section. So it's not just girls competing, it's guys and girls. And one of our competitors from last year has now changed her duo up. We've seen this now, and it's a guy and a girl, and that's quite intimidating. But in the section that we do, it's all about the art and telling stories.
Yeah.
So who tells the more compelling story? And that's what we're just aiming for. Tell a good story that everyone can relate to in some way or find funny or, you know, whatever it is.
Just before we let you go, because we don't have a lot of time left, is this something you would recommend people try?
Absolutely. I will put my life on it. Well, it is my life. So, absolutely. And your first session might not go as well as yours did today. But it's absolutely something that if you put some dedication into it, it is liberating.
Rewarding.
Rewarding. And you find a different piece of yourself.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's, I mean, like just with my pole journey over the past 2 years, like I found parts of myself that I really am now only discovering and reconnecting with, you know. And also, you think you have to be good, but you don't. You've got to keep trying, put the effort in to get good. And everybody's not a world champion, but you can still enjoy it. And your first lesson sucks. It absolutely sucks. You come with bruises and your hands are calloused and everything is just sore. But it's the going back and the just connecting to why you started in the first place and finding the joy from that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a woman, speaking from a woman point of view, because there's men and women that both do this sport, but I feel like it brings about a strength in a very feminine way. And I love that so much because you feel that strength, you feel so strong, but you feel so beautiful at the same time. And
ironically, that's a refrain I've heard so many times from my girlfriend does pole dancing and so on. She, obviously, Roz does as well. I've met a lot of women who go to these kind of sports and so on. And the word powerful has always come up. Yeah. People feel powerful in those spaces.
Absolutely. It's very empowering. And you see so many people develop a different relationship with their bodies after doing these things.
Well, there you go. If it's something you've thought about, go and give it a go. And you could be joining Alana and Sheree at the World Championships at some point.
Yes.
How about it? Listen, guys, when is the comp?
It's end of October.
Okay. You've got a couple more months to get back into it. Please come back and let us know how it went.
Yes. Absolutely.
We'll be rooting for you 100%.
Absolutely.
Can we say, if you want to follow our journey, at Duotenacity on Instagram and TikTok, we are dancing around there sometimes as well.
Lots of workshops.
And people can get in touch with you if they want to take lessons at your studio, all of that kind of thing, at Duotenacity on TikTok and Instagram.
We'll go and tag them on the ridiculous videos of Roz and I giving this stuff a go. You can go check it out at Jacka Drive as well. Guys, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you for having us tonight.
It's The Drive with Robin Roz. Jacaranda FM.